Blackstone Audio presents The Abyssinian Proof by Jenny White. For Suzanne Campagna, whose memories make it all come alive. The bird of vision is flying towards you with the wings of desire. Rumi, Mystic Odes, 833. Chapter 1. Constantinople, May 28, 1453. Isaac Metachites and his family set off through the unlit streets. His son Michael pulled the cart with their belongings, its wheels greased and padded to make no sound. His wife and 7-year-old daughter, cloaked in dark veils, followed behind. Constantinople lay about them in a black stupor, as close to sleep as death is to the afterlife. The silence worried Isaac. For weeks the Turks had kept up a fierce bombardment, along with a constant barrage of noise from trumpets and castanets, presumably to weaken the nerves of the city's defenders. Only 7,000 armed men remained to defend the city, he thought, but they were not so easily rattled. It was rumoured that the Turks planned a great attack the following day, and the sudden silence seemed like a great ingathering of breath by the barbarian god of war. The night smelled of wet charcoal and decay. Isaac thought he heard the Turkish army stirring on the other side of the city walls. He shook his head sadly at the thought that all that remained of the 1,000-year-old civilization of Byzantium was this despairing city, the flat of the Muslim hand against its back, ready to tip it into oblivion. Over generations the Turks had swallowed the outlying cities and provinces of the Eastern Roman Empire, the high plains, pastures, ports, and olive groves of Byzantium.